Ciao.
Of this mix, toss that briefcase, it's time to let loose, cause you work like heck to get the week in check, so unfasten that sleeper on your neck, connected like a vibe from the wheel to the foot, come on everybody, get the funky output. I reminisce to a bounce rock skate, go fest to impress. Hey, pretty diamond, do you like the way I'm dressed? Cool, keep the faith and be my mate, cause all we need is feet. But promote the hustle, cause it keeps me thin. No need to talk, look, you just walked in.
Is there a plan on skate?
Yes, man.
So keep the wham on this jam.
Oh, Mr. Sprinkler, Mr. Sprinkler. Wet me for one, Mr. Sprinkler. I'm heating high five and a day's no split. With a yawn, I trip to the dawn. Out comes the bodies following the one idea. It's clear. Rattle to the roll. Hold back up the track. Grab your roller skates, y'all. And let's zip on by. Zippity-doo, now let's zip on by. Feed on the weed and we're feeling high. Sun is on thick and the cheese is rolling thick. Come on, it's no time to hide. Season is twist. Spinning and winning. No hack and sack. Let me in. Spill on the bottom away, but it's okay. It's a Saturday.
Now let's all get baked like Anita.
Watch Mr. Lawn, don't look at the Peter.
Feel on the farm, I'll feel on the...
Hey, watch that.
It's a Saturday.
Now is the time to act the fool tonight. Forget about your worries and you will be alright. It's Saturday, 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 it's Saturday. Saturday, it's Saturday, Saturday, it's Saturday.
And welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers, live on Radio Free Brooklyn, here in Bushwick, in Osama bin Laden's man cave. He won't be needing it, so we moved in. Ah, everybody loves a good price. Whatever. My name is Remy Benice. I'll be here for 7 through 8, talking to you. We're just going to cut it up, wrap a taste, whatever, whatever. Anyway, I hope you're all doing well, whatever you're doing, coming from work, going from work, sitting in traffic, staying in traffic, running from your mans and them, whatever you're doing, do it well. Good luck with that. Hope it works out for you. Tonight in Brooklyn, the weather, it's a balmy 66 degrees, partly sunny, with a feels like of 62, and I'm pretty much going to be brick tonight a little bit, but we'd be all right. Anyway, what? It's going to be windy, according to my guests. Hold on, stand by. We got to do some... We're gonna do some test. Can you step up to the mic and just say the words test? And you
test.
Test. Go ahead.
Test, test, test.
Okay, you're good. And yes?
Test, test, test.
Okay, fine. Clearly, and like they love to speak, but when you put them on the mic, they don't want to talk anyway. Ah, look at that. You know what I'm saying? When the moment of truth comes, clearly you don't want to open your mouths. Yeah. Go ahead. Anyway, sitting with me today are two ladies who have come together and with a movement called Don't Displace. Is that correct? I have Blair Younger. Yes, yes, I'm putting y'all out there. It's like, boom. And
Blythe Dia.
You don't know my name now. You want to use your online?
Her name is Brittany.
Her name is Brittany. It's like, boom. Well, you know what? Yeah, we're blowing up spots because if I'm putting out governments, I'm putting out governments. Yeah, so Brittany Crone. Son, putting your name out there. Brittany Crone. Someone in Norway is listening to this now, and they're going to be like, Crone, this is the troublemaker. Yes? Good. It's like you got fans in Iceland and everything. Boom. Anyway. But we'll get to that soon. But first, I'm just going to do a little shop business. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Radio Free Brooklyn. Thank you for listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. If you'd like to sponsor any shows on Radio Free Brooklyn, then go on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. And if you'd like to sponsor this show, great. I love you. We could be friends. If you want to sponsor any other show, do that too. The shows are awesome. If you just like to sponsor Radio Free Brooklyn as a whole, as an organization, because you choose to love freeform radio, well, we thank you. And just log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, and we'll set you right. All right. And once again, thank you for listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, your choice for freeform radio. Moving on. Yeah. All right. Got a couple things to talk about. Let's see. Well, we are past 100 days of the orange existence. We're all alive for the most part. Sad, happy. I'm not sure. Anyway, y'all can chime in if you have any thoughts to this. You know what I'm saying? You can move up your chairs if you'd like. You know, don't act like I'm in here alone today. You know, so what's going on? So like I said, well, welcome into the show. As I said before, we have two young ladies from the Don't Displace movement. They're dealing with issues dealing with the gentrification in the greater New York area. So welcome to the show once
Thank
again.
You.
What's that? Brittany Crone
really?
And Blair Younger.
Thank you, Remick. Thank you for having us.
Caw! Yeah.
That's our theme sound, I guess.
That's right. That's right. Caw. Anyway, well, thank you for coming today. What's going on, ladies? How y'all doing?
We're good, and we are also surviving the first 100 days, especially since our movement features the slogan, make... Sorry.
What's that? You are hilarious. I'm sorry. Could you let them know that you don't have a gun to your head or something like that? Because you are hilarious right now. You know, it's okay. You all right? We can get to the beer portion of the show because you clearly need to calm down. All right?
That was almost a good transition.
That was.
What she's trying to say is...
Yes, go on.
The dude that's in office...
Yes.
I forgot. What do I like calling him?
Agent Toupe Orange.
Fiasco,
yeah. Toupe Fiasco.
Oh, I like Toupe Fiasco.
Bloatus. Big Loser.
Drumpf with a DR.
That neck, you could do that too. You know what I'm saying? You can call him Putin's girlfriend, Putin's boyfriend. Like Putin's girlfriend or boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? I'm not to disparage people who are gay. I didn't mean to do that. That's not what I was trying to do. I was just trying to show that clearly, you know, he's America's top. That's all I'm trying to say. Anyway, moving forward. Go ahead. Yes. Like you were saying, you guys came up with a couple of t-shirts and bags with the statement that says make Brooklyn great again, and I see a make Harlem great again also. Yes, can you go on about that?
And make Bed-Stuy great again.
Bed-Stuy great again.
And make D.C. great again.
Oh, D.C. That's right.
Because now D.C. does need to be great again.
Explain that. Explain how.
Well, Don't Displace is really about, it's our way to raise awareness about gentrification in these areas.
Right.
And other areas. It's happening in a lot of areas, but these happen to be the places where... You know, where we are right now.
Okay.
So I think we kind of started with seeing, if I remember correctly, a non-native, we were at Red Rooster. and saw a non-native just looking really, really non-native. And we see a lot of these things happening in our neighborhoods, dogs in restaurants.
Yeah, and we're both New Yorkers, native New Yorkers.
No, I feel you. I'm a native New Yorker too.
Yes,
and
you too.
And I understand where you come from. Like, because I always tell folks, you know, I'm not trying to push people out and act as if like, oh, this land is my land, whatever. Back up. But from what I'm seeing with most people with their frustration with gentrification is, you know, pretty much the washing of the cultural narratives of certain places that used to be there that are no longer there because someone wants to put up, you know,
another coffee shop,
cross fitness, you know, frozen yogurt, somewhere that the sixth ramen shop.
Another,
you know what I'm saying?
Ramen shop. I don't have too many of those in Harlem. Oh, we do have one right down the street.
Oh, there's plenty of ramen shops. Whatever you're talking about.
I forgot. Yeah. I don't eat ramen.
We have one in Bed-Stuy. I haven't been to it. And I'm not going to say that, you know, you don't take advantage of some of the
effects
of gentrification. However, the displacement of people we find to be unacceptable. Just the way landlords are treating people to get people who can pay higher rents to come in, and people are literally being pushed out of their homes. So that's, you know, our biggest issue with it. Like I said, we may take advantage of some of the new things. We have more food. We have more food options, maybe even healthier food options at times. But, people getting kicked out of their homes is not cool. And that's where it came from when we said, we think we need to make America great again, you meaning him. But we think we need to make our neighborhoods great again.
Yes, us meaning us. Great meeting us.
But are we just talking? But now here's the thing: like, we're just talking about, you know, people who've been in certain areas in New York, and we're usually talking about mostly folks who of certain cultures. Like, there's been a whole lot of cultural appropriation, going on, and isn't that? Are we just speaking about, you know, places like what, Harlem, Bed-Stuy, Crown Heights? Because I live in Crown Heights, and I, you know, every other day I tell people this. I'm like, you know, there's more white people in my building every other day. And it, like, every time I go to my building, it reminds me like I'm coming out of a college dorm. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like, it reminds me of like when I was back at school. I was like, this is crazy. You know, the other day cops pulled up. They wanted to talk to me. And then this white lady came out of the building and was like, hey, not him. And I was like,
and that's
really
exactly what we're talking about.
I was like, we've come to this point of my life now, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like, not him. Like,
at least she said it because you could have looked like him.
This is true. So.
I had a cop today. I was on the corner, bounced across the street, and the cop, he was like, excuse me. And I was like, what can you possibly want from me? He was like, what does your shirt say? And I said, it says, make Bed-Stuy great again. And he was like, oh, I like that. And I was like, okay. But I was like, I don't know whether to appreciate it or not.
You see, because that's the thing. I'm sure, you know, you're pushing your shirts out there and everything, and which is awesome. But at the same time, the message, you know, which pretty much is co-opting the message of make America great again, which is some kind of farce, because I'm like, exactly what part of America were they talking about then? But I see what you're trying to do in the sense of, like, you know, co-opt the message and pretty much usurp all the craziness that he was talking about. Well, when he was going around talking about make America great again, with make Bed-Stuy great again, you know, make D.C. great again, which I've seen D.C. and I'm like, oh, like, man, this place is much more shinier than back in the days when I was in college and everything. So
the original idea for that. Well, do we want to say that? Then we don't.
Well, no, to where the neighborhoods, I think you like saying that part where when there were certain things that could be done in our neighborhoods, like having block parties without having the police called.
Yeah, like the, and we don't mean like, I mean, we're all people, melanated people in this room.
Right.
So, I mean.
No, you can keep it, like, you can keep it very real. Go ahead.
But it's also about preserving the culture. Like, I don't, like, there were a handful of white people in my neighborhood growing up.
Right.
But it's like everything didn't been to cater to them necessarily.
Right.
Cater to the neighborhood and the constituents in the neighborhood. Like, there are still plenty of the original people in my neighborhood. Some, not plenty, but some. But it's like they can't afford to eat out anymore. And then when even though Blair and I can go to some of the bars, and we do go to some of the bars, and anyone's probably welcome in the bars, but they're not really welcome in all the bars. Like, I've actually seen, because I'm right on Broadway and there's a lot of Latin Dominicans over there.
Right.
I've seen Dominicans get, like, kind of shy away from some of the bars that are in their neighborhoods that are right between the cigar shop, the Cigarillo, what is it?
Cigarillo
shop and the empanada shop. And they're like, oh, I don't know if I can come in this bar. Like, of course you can come in this bar. It's in your neighborhood. But they don't make you feel welcome. Especially with their, they play music we don't care for.
Right.
Right.
Speaking to the culture, and I live in Bed-Stuy, Brittany lives in Harlem. In Bed-Stuy, they, you know, where they're building a lot of buildings, there's a lot of, like, those murals that are either being erased or whatever, they painted over.
Speaking to the mic, please. I'm sorry.
I was saying, speaking to the culture, this stuff that's just not happening anymore. Like when businesses are closing down, businesses, it's one thing to have the business where you're bringing in money, black businesses specifically, but there's also a cultural thing that comes along with it. Hairdressers, beauty salons, these are people, this is black people's therapy.
Right.
Types of places, and they're being shut down. And then again, with the murals and stuff, it's our artwork. It's a place where we express ourselves. And when something comes up, that stuff comes down more times than not. I was actually happy. There's a supermarket that just came, was built across the street from me, and they actually kept the mural on the side of the building.
Oh,
so I thought that
Biggie
was pretty cool.
It's like Biggie and some,
yeah,
some other notables.
So they did hold on to that.
I mean, it's, you know, part of it is, one, retaining the culture, but at the same time knowing we can't get caught up in nostalgia. At the same time, please noting that, look, you can't just decide to bulldoze everything and decide to come in here and just Columbusing just one hood. Like, you know, you can't come in here and be like, oh, we just discovered Bed-Stuy. Look at it. Let's,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Taste it again for the very first time. Like, no. You can't do that, you know what I mean? The block's been here forever. So, people need to keep this whole stay woke movement, you know, because it's part of the stay woke movement also is born into the whole idea of gentrification, in my opinion. Like, there was this whole thing online with the whole chopped cheese situation. If I don't know if you remember,
yeah.
Like, where... chopped cheese. We just, it's amazing. And then all of a sudden, like, chopped cheese was on sale at freaking Whole Foods for, like, you know, $9.99. I'm like,
right.
Like, $9.99 for chopped cheese?
Totally Columbus. The grits are $6 depending on what store you go into. Greens and stuff like that were just, like, scraps.
Right, but right.
They cost an arm and a leg now.
Oh, yeah. I tell people, like, you know, organic is not an evil word, but they make it seem like one. When you see organic, it's like, oh, you know, it's going to be like at least $4 to $10 more on anything that you see that says organic. I'm like, but it shouldn't be that way. You know what I'm saying? So whatever, man. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
And I'd also like to add, like, I recall early, and it took me, I had to watch a documentary called, from part of this documentary series called Made in Harlem, because people were saying, well, why weren't you people, like, building businesses, blah, 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 in these neighborhoods. We did have a lot of businesses, apparently. It took the documentary to remind me of that. But especially on 125th Street, but they got bought out by Capital One Bank, DSW. Well, I don't want to say those companies specifically bought them out.
Right.
They got bought up by a development company
who replaced
these companies with these small businesses with Capital One and DSW.
I mean, yeah,
and,
there's a
lot. Joe's Crab Shack, which didn't last on 125th Street.
Of course not. Like, who's going to go to the Crab Shack when they're like, they're coming in with these corporate prices when you can go, you know, like on 145th, you know, saying go to
the fish market. But actually, they did replace a fish market that had been there already.
Wait, the famous fish market gone?
No. There was another fish market on 125th where the Joe's Crab Shack was.
Right.
It was apparently I never ate
there. Was it Taste of Seafood?
No,
I love Taste of Seafood. Shout out to them.
Ladies,
so delicious. Anyway.
A black lady's fish market and her family.
Black lady. Black lady. Support Black Lady Fish Market. She is so amazing.
At a record store.
Like,
but,
okay.
Yeah, they got pushed out. And I would like to also give a shout out to a bar, Mocha's, not really endorsing them because I don't go anymore, but they were like one of the first bars to open up on that strip on Frederick Douglass Boulevard in Harlem, which is now completely almost whitewashed. But Mocha's is a black business, and they were there. And they were like pioneers in that.
And they're still there, right?
They're still there.
Mocha's, Britney's the biggest fan.
<Yes. laughs> But I haven't been in several years because they started not having the same surface as
the white
establishment.
Oh, you're going to be all right. But they started putting out the cheese plate and everything out there. Like, they're like, are y'all serving crudite and mochas? Like, this ain't happening.
But was it that Harlem service?
It was Harlem service.
It was that Harlem service.
Harlem service.
It's like, shout out to that Harlem service. You know, you waiting forever, and your drink, you're like those ice cubes sweated out and everything. Like, yes. Oh man, I can't stand it. Anyway, we're gonna take a break. I'm going to play "Humble" by Kendrick Lamar, and we'll come back with our discussion here on Butt, Sweat, and Beers. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Stand by as I hit the buttons. I hit the wrong button. Damn.
Wicked and weakness. You gotta see this. I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Vanessa nigga with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan where my accountant lives, in fact I'm down in this. Douce with my boo babe tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy a Westie world with my base stuff. Ooh, that pussy good, won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty once you let me do the extras. Pull up on your block and break it down, we playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM phone. Out your per diem, you just gotta hate them funk. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes funk. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk. My left stroke just went viral. Right stroke, pull a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Holla, bitch, sit down.
Who that nigga thinking that he frontin' on that man? Get the fuck off my stage, I'm the same man. Get the fuck off my dick, that ain't right. Play fucking up your whole life. I'm so fucking sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro with your pride. Show me something natural like ass with some stretch marks. Still a take you down right on your mama couch in polo sock. Ay, this shit way too crazy. Ay, you do not amaze me. Ay, I blew cool from AC. Ay, Obama just paged me. Ay, I don't fabricate it. Ay, most of y'all be faking. Ay, I stay modest about it. Ay, she elaborated. Ay, this that great Poupon, that Avion, that TED Talk. Ay, watch my soul speak, you let the meds talk. Ay, if I kill a nigga, it won't be the alcohol. Ay, I'm the realest nigga after all. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Be humble.
Hold up, bitch, sit down.
Be
humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down. Be humble.
Hold up,
sit down.
Sit down,
little bitch. Sit down. And we're live back on the show. Welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Talking to you, talking about the people. We're doing some uplifting talk right now, but we'll get into some ratchetness pretty soon. Oh, that was Kendrick Lamar with "Humble." We're back to I got my guest in studio.
So guys,
speaking about the Don't Displace movement regarding gentrification in the hood, because the hood done died and everything like that.
What's the number one way to start or grow?
Can you hear?
No, there's audio.
Oh, my bad. You can hear now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Good times. That was all me. That's all me. Once again, I'm a one man gang up in here. So please forgive me, all right? You know, one man gang, Facebook living, doing this. It's gonna be pushed out. It's gonna sound like trash on iTunes, but whatever. It's my project. I love it. I love it all. Anyway.
I commend you, Remick. I didn't realize you were holding the phone the whole time.
Yes. The whole
time. Why don't you get like a stand?
I could get a stand and everything, but that means I would have to put it in the budget. There'd be no budget for this. There'd be no budget, all right?
That's why
the sponsorship is needed. If you'd like to sponsor the show, go on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com and we'll hook you up from there. You can sponsor my show. A buck works. $5 works. $10. Who knows? Whatever. Do what you can. If you can't, whatever. So I'm on radio. I'm on a Facebook Live, and somebody said, "A friend of mine who I go way back with. His name is DJ Lon. He was like, man, I went back to Lefferts Avenue and a few months ago, man. And oh, man, no one left. And the house I was raised in is now on the market for $2 million. It's just bizarre. And I'm like, wow, $2 million to live on the same block, as me. And I'm like, are you out your fucking mind? Like, what are you talking about? I mean, we don't even have like a Chipotle on my block. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? Like, there's no Chipotle. There's no Banana Republic.
Is there a Starbucks?
There's no Starbucks.
If you see Starbucks coming.
Oh, when Starbucks is there, like, you know, like, black people beware when the Starbucks is there. Because, you know, right on Franklin Avenue, was it Franklin Avenue and Eastern Parkway? Like, it's a wrap. When I saw that Starbucks there, I was like, oh, here it comes. And next thing you know, the taco trucks came. And then there was like, you know, the tapas spots. Yeah, taco trucks, tapas spots.
Now, what kind of tacos? Who's cooking?
The fence. I mean, there was some good tacos. I ain't gonna, you know, shout out to the taco makers. I'm not gonna hate you because you make delicious tacos. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I get inebriated and I need things to lap up said inebriation and get me home. All right, so I love you all, taco makers. You know, this one's for you. But at the same time, I do. But you always see the effect of like what things is going on where like. The clubs change and everything. Like, DJs start playing more EDM and everything. And I was like, oh, God, it's a wrap. Mm-hmm. It's a wrap, yo.
Did you hear Katie? When I heard Katy Perry blasting from Harlem Tavern on 116th and 8th, no disrespect to Katy Perry.
Shout out Katy Perry.
I think the new wave, I think that they like that there is no Starbucks.
You know what? Perhaps, yeah.
They like that. They like to say they live away from, like, all the hoopla of like New York City, but they live in the
urban jungle.
Yeah, but that's not true because thing
jungle
is
jungle bunnies.
Even though you don't necessarily see Starbucks, there's some Starbucks adjacent or Starbucks adjacent type of product there that lets you know like what the hell are you doing here.
Yeah, they're
you
more low key and acceptable to them, I believe.
You know,
because like, Bodega Coffee was fine with me.
Oh
50
yeah,
cents in that blue and white cup.
Yeah. Shout out to the Bodega Coffee. You know
that was probably $2.
You know that Bodega Cup also holds Lucy's and everything, right? You know what I'm saying?
Like, you know.
That's how the spot around me, they really cute with it. They're like, oh, it's like, you got two, my friend? And then they put like two Lucy's in the cup. I don't smoke, but I've seen this happen as I'm buying my chopped cheese and everything. So yeah.
Has your chopped cheese gone up?
The chopped cheese has not gone up yet, and I do say yet. I think this summer. The price of chopped cheese is going up. That's how you.
Summer 17,
chopped cheese is about to go up like a dollar. And there might be riots in the streets.
Is there still a cat in your bodega?
No, there's no cat in the bodega.
Oh, no.
There's no cat in the bodega. No,
I don't know if there are cats in mine. Well, there's really not. There's bodegas, but they're changed. They're different. They've been renovated.
No, they're not. They're not.
They're expensive things.
Yeah, I know around your block. That's not a bodega. That's a junior Walmart. That's what that is.
There's like three spots, though. I think they all renovated except for one of them. Well, I don't remember them ever having a cat, though.
Is this considered the hood where we are now?
This is still the hood. Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, they had this fancy kombucha.
Oh no, no. That's one. That's not my. Well, first of all, it's not my hood. You know, I'm just borrowing it. You know what I'm saying? It's like a library book. I come here, I do my thing, I put it down, and then I leave. All right. Okay. But for the most part, that spot that is catering to, like, you know what I'm saying, the young urban professionals, you know what I'm saying, that's the talk for them being white. And I was like, so they cater to them by having said kombucha, you know, you can go there and, probably score yourself some, like, Katy Perry tickets. I don't know what they do in there. But outside of that, you can still go up the street and go get you some, like, conchi frito. You know, for like, you know, $4. So, you know, it's that whole dynamic of like things are changing. Some things are staying the same. But the whole block is for the most part the same, even though every other day you can see like, oh, they're putting up something super fancy. So it's crazy. Whatever. Once again, DJ Lon just chimed in and he told me about, oh, then he. So that was his first house that he was at on Lefferts. But. Well, in high school, then I moved to Cumberland Street, which is, you know, Clinton Hill. When I went back to Bishop Lockham back in 1992, and I went there recently, And now you can rent city bikes on the corner. What the hell? Yeah, city bikes everywhere.
And that's in beautiful Clinton Hill.
Yeah.
Where I am, this city bikes, they look like they don't even belong.
Yeah, city bikes. Yeah, when the city bike is on your block, that means like you are like your block is good enough to hold a city bike, but it's not good enough to like not have a city bike in front of it. Because you'll never see like Upper West Side city bike. You know what I'm saying? Like not in front of those fancy mansions. Like, oh, get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? These are $6 million mansions. There'll be no city bike.
You sully it with a city bike.
You take your city, and you go downtown with that trash. How dare you, sir? Like, boo.
Who have you seen riding the city bikes? Have you seen?
You know what? For some reason, this one was particular. It's out in my mind. Some of the hood dudes that sit on the stoop.
Uh-huh.
One of them he had the bike and he was just sitting on it in front of the building. He was just sitting on it. He wasn't moving. He wasn't riding the bike.
So he didn't get it out the.
I don't know how he got it. I'm not speculating.
You know what I mean? Like, was it still in the rack?
No, it wasn't in the rack. It was out of the rack.
Oh.
Like he walked it to the stoop and just sat there on it.
Oh. Wow.
But you know what? Oddly enough, even though the thing is there, I don't feel like I see a whole lot of people. I just don't. I just haven't caught it. You know, I guess I have tunnel vision when I walk to and from the train.
Right.
But I'm thinking it's probably a mix of people. It's also getting warmer, so maybe notice it a little bit more. But they're definitely all over Bed-Stuy.
Oh, yeah, it's coming through. Let's see it. Another listener, Voodoo, chimes in. So, shout out to Voodoo. He chimes in. Bushwick is only hood when the streetlights come on. You know, this is true. You know, because this is a very lovely residential neighborhood. But when the street lights on, everybody's like, oh, my God, there's so much, like, you know, spray paint. Like, oh. And things kind of scare people off. Like, nah, it's all right. This hood is okay. It probably doesn't. You know, you know what? Bushwick was named one of these top 10 greatest upcoming neighborhoods in the world.
In the world?
In the world. It's like on these travelers magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Like they said Bushwick. They named Bushwick as one of the top 10. And I was like, are you mad? And then all of a sudden, that's why you see all these Europeans and Latvians and people coming. I mean, shout out to Kristaps Porzingis. I'm not you, man. You stay on the team. But everybody else is coming here. You know what I'm saying? Just to eat and drink, was it $13 coffee and everything?
Well, I ain't too mad at them. Well, I'm mad at them, but I'm not that mad at them because today was my first time, I think, over here in my 30-plus existence in New York.
Well, welcome to Bushwick.
Existence in New York City.
Come again, as they like to say. So, my God.
I think I'll be back.
No. We got Voodoo chiming in. The gentrifiers are even coming off the L train. At Livonia and Sutter Avenue. Yeah, I never would have imagined that growing up in Brownsville. Yeah, Brownsville.
Brownsville.
It's over. It's the hood is over. The hood is over. But bye bye. I tell people that, and I mean it. I'm like crime is still here, but the hood is over. Rest in peace, hood. I don't know where it's going.
Well, they're just trying to keep. Well, half the people are moving out because they can't afford it anymore, and half the people, the rest of the people, they're just keeping them in little pockets. And that brings me around to that article I sent you about Samantha Bee from that show on TBS. What's her show called? Full Frontal?
Full Frontal, yes.
And her husband, who's Jason Jones.
I did not know that. I saw that. I was like, they together? Really? Yeah. All right.
But you know, if you listen to her on Full Frontal, you think she for the cause. She's real liberal.
She probably
real
is.
She's her and her husband live in Upper West Side. They proposed to have their school zone expanded so they could include like the children of color because New York has one of the most segregated school systems in the country.
Oh, absolutely.
So they said we would like to expand the school zone to include these children of color.
Right.
And her husband, Jason Jones, rallied the hell against it. Him and other parents, they rallied. They said, we don't want our kids going to school with people on above 100th and whatever street.
Within that zone, there were some projects. And he just didn't want poor people of color
mingling with their rich kids.
That's ridiculous, because if he was smart enough, he'd know those projects were one day going to be a condos.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because the way things are going, you know, like, we will all be back in Africa pretty soon. So that's just the way it is.
That's fine.
I mean, it's just,
if they'll have us.
If they'll have us. It's like, what? Ghana's open. But of course, come on in.
But what did Jason Jones say? Did he ever say?
No, he actually didn't want to make a comment because it looks bad.
And it is.
It looks bad. I mean,
but,
come on,
B. It's not just him. It's the other parents in the school.
Right, but he's, I think he, it's not like he wrangled. I mean, I'm sure they're with him 100% just because they are. But, and he's telling them not to talk to the media.
Yeah.
Yeah, he seems to be the ringleader. The bully and all that.
Oh, my God, Jason Jones, who knew? But you know what? This goes back. This is how I feel about certain people, too. It's like I feel that way about certain parts of, like, the feminist movement, like what I call the false feminists. Like, and it came up during the election where I saw, what was it, Hillary Clinton carried, what, 92% of black females voted for her, Hillary Clinton,
mm-hmm.
and the breakdown comes, what, 63%. Oh no, 63% white women
didn't vote.
Vote for Donald Trump, and I'm like, I'm sorry, like where? So where's the feminism there? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so,
it could have been. Well, someone explained to me. They said that all white women didn't have to vote for Hillary Clinton, just the way most black people wouldn't have voted for brain surgeon Ben Carson.
No. Ben Carson.
They said she was their Ben Carson.
No, that is a far-fetched.
I mean, but then again, like,
no.
Trump is worse than
both of them. No, Sarah Palin is their Ben Carson.
Right, Sarah Palin is their
Sarah
Ben
Palin
Carson.
Is their Ben Carson.
Yeah.
So they need to come, they're like, you need to clean that the fuck up, all right? He, like, Ben Carson is not qualified. I'm not voting for everything black. It is, that is the truth. You know, like Ben Carson, who was the other one who got the grandfather's pizza?
That guy.
Yeah, Herman Cain.
Like
another group of people who will never be invited to the cookout this summer.
We should have voted for the rent is too damn high man in New York.
Oh my God, he could have got in there. I'm sure there would have been a scandal with, like, him.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Right. I welcome scandal.
Him bringing his barber on and his barber getting paid like $250,000 because, you know, because his hairline is the slickest and toughest hairline out there. Know this. For an old dude, I'm not hating. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Renzis, who too damn high guy. Whatever. But yeah, so it's kind of weird where you see, like, okay, he's very lefty, and he's part of resistance.
And that would be a perfect example, like, of gentrification going all right if you could expand a good school zone. Like, then we can all, I mean, there's going to be other issues, I'm sure.
Right.
But,
like, you know, they can come into our neighborhoods and do what the hell they want.
Yeah.
Right.
But when it comes to expanding to integrate, they don't want any of that.
Oh, no.
Like, we're not going to reap the benefits of a cop coming up to us and saying, oh, is everything okay?
No.
And be like, oh, it was her.
Yeah, it's almost like when cops see, like, oh, it's like six black kids and like one white kid in the group, and then they come up and they go check on the white kid, like, are you okay?
Right.
Is everything fine? I just want to check in. Not like, oh, I'll deal with you all later, but are you okay? Is your name Jeffrey? Just blink. Like,
that's,
you know what I'm saying?
That actually happened to me before. When I was in high school, I was in a car with some girls.
Oh, wow.
And one of them was white. The driver was white.
Yeah.
They were buying weed.
Yeah.
And he didn't know. He never saw any of the weed, but he just ran the plates. And her plates were, or something was expired, her plates, her registration or whatever. And he told us, the three black girls, he was like, her plates are expired, so she can't drive you around. He told us to basically get out and go.
Right.
And he followed her home. And she was in a car. He followed her home to her neighborhood.
Wow.
In his police car.
And y'all had to
walk
home.
Oh, man.
And I was too dumb at the time to, like, I happened to, like, I didn't, my grandmother didn't live too far. I went over there, I called my mother and told her. She was like, what? And, you know, it didn't even occur to me to, like, get his name and get his badge number.
Hashtag,
you know what?
Cops been bad.
You know what? He was black.
Oh my God.
Boys in the Hood.
Oh,
yeah.
No, just like that Milwaukee sheriff.
I can't deal with another one, he's never
going to be invited to the cookout. I tell you, somebody invites him to the cookout, we fight. we slap boxing in the street right now.
Right.
Know this.
Traded by the black delegation.
Like, no. Like, oh my God. Yeah. So
Rachel can come, but he can't.
Wait. So so the black cop watched this white girl drive her car home and everything. While y'all had to walk home in the darkness. That's racism has curbside service. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? That cop, he was in a sunken place. Shout out to his son. Sunken place. Wake up. Flash. Flash mob. Get out the sunken place. Get out the sunken place. Everybody out the sunken place. No more sunken places for you. Oh my God, no more sunken places. Oh my God. Anyway, such uplifting conversation. Let's get to some ratchetness. What's going on in the street? Wait, before we do that, I'd like to get to the beer part of the show. Yay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the beer part of the show. Yeah, I've been sweating. We've been getting brack sacks to the ass. But today's beer is Narragansett Del's Shandy. It's quite delicious.
Del Shandy, send him some money. Mm. Send Butt, Sweat, and Beer some money.
Oh, that is quite delicious. My God, shout out to Narragansett Del Shandy. You'll love it. Mm. Anyway, moving forward. All right, what's going on in these streets? It was, let's see, what do I have to report? I was at Cherry Blossom Festival. It was cool.
Was that the Asian thing?
It was, yeah. It was the Asian thing. First of all, all right.
You look skeptical when you said it.
You can't have nice things, like, you know what I'm saying, cultural awareness.
Because,
you know, everything can't be soul food. You know what I'm saying? You need
to
calm down. The Asian thing. Wait, hold on. Which Asian? Go on.
Cherry Blossoms, Japanese.
Oh, look at that. She was just guessing. She was just throwing at the dog. Look at that. You know what? Look at that. Oh, look at you. Shut up. You're just like a walking brain fart. Get out of here. You disgust me. Disgust me, woman. Anyway, yeah, but it was cool. But apparently they had like this whole setup where they were doing like, what was it? Some Japanimation type stuff. It was crazy. It looked cool and crazy. I didn't take any pictures because I'm a black man walking alone in the park. I don't want to be seen as like taking pictures of people with their kids and everything like that. So no thank you.
Was it at the Botanical Gardens?
Botanical Gardens, yeah.
Oh, you didn't say that.
Shout out to the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens. They are kind of amazing.
A cultural institution.
Yes, awesome, awesome. Right next to Clara Barton High School and Prospect Heights High School, a.k.a. Clara Abortion and Prostitution Heights. There you go. Oh, yes.
Slut walk coming up soon. Oh,
you can womp bump all you want. You can walk out that door, you know what I'm saying, with your fake-ass Erykah Badu head wrap. You're going to be all right. What?
You know what?
I will come for you. I will come for you.
You
don't have to
send
for me.
Say something about my head wrap.
I was just saying.
And what I have to say to that is, you didn't say anything on Saturday. We went to BBQ's.
Oh, I did. Oh, I came for her.
She was wearing a red head
wrap. Oh, I came for her. I came for her.
No, you didn't say anything about my head
wrap. No, you didn't. You didn't. I had this ready because I knew you were going to say something about my head wrap.
But probably because you didn't want to offend the African I was with.
Oh, yes.
That's not why. You just had it out for me.
No, I do not have it out. You know what? I do have it out for you, and here's why. Let me put this out there. You know, I tell you, if you're ever going to be on Eastern Parkway.
During the parade.
During the Labor Day parade. And if you cannot find a Jamaican, I know that, like, you can't find them anywhere. It's like, you can call on Blair Younger, because I tell you, she's got a decent pair of popsicle slice earrings. Pineapple slice earrings.
Green and yellow.
Some green and yellow and some tights. You know what I'm saying? You think you'd be walking next to Miss Cleo.
And a
bandana, I tell you.
Jamaican flag tied in a bandana.
Shout out to you, Lord of Mercy.
Win in Rome.
Win in Rome.
Or Eastern Parkway. Win on Eastern Parkway.
It's like, what? Win in Kingston. I walk and live. I talk and bumbleclaw dead. Rump and ting. I rump and tump. There
Jerk
you go.
Chicken.
Lord of Mercy. The worst. So I'd like to shout out to you and your cultural appropriation. Like, there you go. Shout out to your.
Is my head wrap okay?
Yes, it is good. Good. Boom. You can put your bonnet over it tonight just so you can preserve it for the next 2 days.
You know, I'm anti bonnet. Maybe you didn't know that, but I'm totally.
You're anti bonnet? Anti-bonnet. Really? Okay.
I mean, there's an occasion when I need to wear one to bed. It's an occasion.
Right.
When I straighten my hair or something, or it has big curls or something. But I wouldn't wear it around anyone else,
mm-hmm.
Only if I'm by myself. And I certainly, my biggest pet peeve is wearing them outside.
Yeah.
If you see me wearing a bonnet outside, admit me to the psych ward because something has gone afoot.
What?
What if you see one of the gentrifiers wearing a bonnet outside?
Oh, then
cultural appropriation?
Then we've gone too far. We've gone too far. You know what? But that's okay because I'm not against, you know what I'm saying, seeing black people wear Birkenstocks and playing hacky sack. So, and which I haven't.
I am.
I haven't seen that. Well, I haven't seen
I've
that
never
since.
Never seen it.
I haven't seen that since college. You know what I'm saying? It happens. You
There's
know?
Always a few.
I went to an HBCU. There was no hacky sack.
There's all different kinds of bees at HBCU.
There was no hacky sack. Yeah, I got trouble at Hampton University.
But there was some Birkenstocks. Yes, y'all
there
did.
There were no Birkenstocks.
They had some cork bottoms. Yeah, somebody's rocking some cork. Oh, yeah, look what
there
I got.
Some black hippie.
Like there's or always. Mm-hmm. We had backpackers back then. Like, that's what a
that's
hippie
was. That's what they
were
called. They
were the same but they didn't wear Birkenstocks. They wore, like, sneakers or something.
You must not have had Birkenstocks then.
Whatever.
Birkenstocks have been around since, like, 1940.
Your school couldn't afford no. Oh. They don't know Birkenstocks. So, like, you sad ass HBCU. That's why they're over here begging Donald Trump for money.
Hampton's not begging.
Yes,
Hampton keeps a healthy endowment.
Whatever.
What? Have you been donating?
I bought a t-shirt. Whatever.
The worst. Y'all, the worst. Oh, my God. Like, these dudes are just straight up begging him for cash. I get it. Like, I think I mentioned this on a show from the back from a couple days ago. Or a couple of episodes ago, but you know, I get that. Okay, you know, regardless of who's president, like, business goes on. But when I saw all those presidents from the HBCUs go up there, mm-hmm. you know, what I'm saying, and they were just standing there, you know, taking pictures with them, and I'm like you know, like, I know how this movie's going to end. I know how this movie's going to end, and you're like, and you are all suckers. Why don't you understand this? This is not business as usual. This is the point where everybody needs to be like, no, this makes no sense. Stop this. There's a child driving an 18-wheeler. We need to get him out of the freaking cab. Enough. Stop this.
But I do have a question. Even though I did hear, I'm not saying, disrespecting Barry O, President Obama, who right. will always be our president, at least for the next, as long as this guy's in office.
Here, here.
We didn't see him take any pictures with.
This is true.
But
you know why. But you know why.
He did.
But you know why. You know why he didn't do it. You know why he didn't do it.
Because he was trying to stay away from black.
And, you know, and because everybody thought, oh, as soon as he's president, the revolution is going to start. We're going to, like, overthrow Montana, Idaho. And, like, I'm not trying to overthrow Montana, Idaho, South Dakota, North Dakota. There ain't nothing in North Dakota.
Ain't nobody thinking about them.
Nobody cares, B. I'm
and
just saying.
Does like, Agent Orange. He
and Agent
care
Orange
either.
Had to do that to put this little effort forth to act like he cares about black people.
I'm hoping Omarosa's secretly running COINTELPRO?
COINTELPRO.
COINTELPRO.
You said
in
you
there.
Went to HBCU. You don't know COINTELPRO.
I was trying to say there's a word like Quantrell.
You drinking some Quantra? You trying? Is that what it is? Huh?
COINTELPRO.
You got a boyfriend named Kuja? What you said? COINTELPRO.
I hope Omarosa. I still have.
She's doing nothing.
Her.
She's like. She,
I don't have much confidence.
I think she's going to do something rogue.
I don't.
His name Duncan is turning in his grave. What's his name?
Oh my.
Oh, Michael Clark.
Michael Clark Duncan. Oh yeah, he's like, really? He's like, really, bitch? Like, that's what he's probably saying because it's over.
Well,
it's
we
over.
Don't know what he was about. He was Green Mile.
Yeah, look, that's a movie. That's a movie. I'm okay. Look, Cuba Gooding Jr. played radio for a movie. I'm okay with him looking a fool for a movie. When you're doing it for real life and everything,
that's true. And he was with the sister, which is more than a lot of these black actors who are out here in black movies.
Oh God, you know what? And then we're gonna talk about it. You know, I wanted to talk about this Jesse Williams situation.
Oh.
God, look at this. And then the black woman walked away, and they said, "No, no more Jesse Williams for me."
I'm just saying, I
shall pleasure myself to some other image than you. You have let the black woman down.
Well, he let Team Light Skin down because he had Team Light Skin ahead for a while, and now he put him back.
I never was like
Team Light Skin.
In love with Jesse Williams the way he looks, and that, you know, high yellow light eye thing. It was like, it's cool, but whatever. But it's all the talk, all the black, blackity this, blackity that, and the whole speech at the BET Awards was too much for him to do what he's apparently doing right now. That I don't know that
going on for a year, allegedly.
It is what it
going on for a year.
They said he was cheating on his wife with her.
He wasn't cheating. You know what? This is all alleged. Who knows? He didn't kill nobody. It's not like he was like
kill the spirit.
No,
he
ruined those nights of you thinking about him in the bed together.
I mean, I was just proud of him, you know?
I was too for speaking out. Now, man, I'm hoping Colin Kaepernick don't go down the same road.
So him breaking up with his black wife and being with this white woman now takes away from everything that he said that night in that speech?
You know, I'm working hard on it because I am very pro black love. You all know this. I'm working hard on trying to separate politics from personal.
Okay.
So that doesn't mean he... I just feel like you can't really have a... you can't really make a strong statement like that on black unity, and you can't even do it on such a small level, like with a couple, like your significant other.
You know, I'm not mad that, I mean, it's unfortunate and it's sad that they are no longer together. I feel bad about that. But that's not the part that bothers me.
What's that? What's the part?
It's all the black power stuff, and then he's with a white girl. It's like that movie, Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking
and Juice
in the
Hood. It's always
those ones. Like, the dude who's like, who was married, you know, in the dashiki.
Right.
Talking about black power, power to the people.
Right.
And he had a white wife and a like a litter of little
multiracial children. But it's like Van Jones always trying to tell black people what to do. And one. I'm just like, don't tell black people to do. You don't even know how to handle a black woman.
Okay.
I mean, I guess you could say that maybe he doesn't know how to. That just happened. I don't know. I mean,
that
I don't.
Deliberate.
I'm having trouble with this too. For some reason, I do have issue with Van Jones, but my bigger issue is with Jesse Williams. I maybe it's because him and his black wife are no longer together.
Well,
and
yeah,
he left her for this white woman.
Did he leave her? Because that's this sounds like all alleged stuff. Unless somebody can, unless he comes out and says like, yeah, I left my wife. Or his wife says, "Oh, he walked out on me."
Well, really, like, it's none of our
business. We're just making stuff
up. Yeah, it's
clearly,
none of our business.
Y'all putting a whole lot of.
I mean, TMZ is telling us all this stuff. We have to take it. Do what we
okay. Yes,
and
I'm gonna.
Another thing, she was like a sister looking. You know, like.
Oh, so that's what it
there
is.
There was hope for us regular girls to get us Jesse Williams. Even though that's not really my type either, but I thought he was handsome for that type.
Right, he's handsome. And of course, this girl, what's her name? The one he's allegedly
Minka
dating?
Minka Kelly, who used to be with A-Rod.
She ain't fly. There's nothing amazing about her. It's never a fly.
Minka Kelly was on the
regular.
Derek Jeter's list of things to do. I was like, all right.
Oh, yeah, know. Derek Jeter, not A-Rod.
I mean,
same guy.
Let's see. Voodoo throws... shout out to Voodoo. He says your significant other isn't a small part, which is true. And he also said, but when the revolution comes, Jesse Williams said, when the revolution comes, she'd be the first to go.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Is Jesse Williams invited to the cookout, right?
You know what?
Yes, he's still invited.
He's still invited to the cookout.
He can't bring her.
He's going to get checked at the door.
Is that what it is? So Jesse Williams, if you're out there, you get invited to the cookout, but you get severe side eye.
And you can't bring your Becky.
No, you could bring your Becky.
No.
Everybody gets a plus one. But
no.
Hey.
No, because everybody's going to be looking around. And what's her name? What's the wife's name?
She gets
Shawanda.
Invited.
So his wife gets invited, but his side piece does not.
No.
And so his side piece doesn't come. And don't bring like potato salad made by your side piece, because that's almost like you just invited her to a party that she's not welcome
exactly.
to. So once again, sorry,
Mika
Kelly.
But shout out to some white potato salads that put like a sweetness in it. I kind of like that. And a red potato.
You like the store bought potato salad.
You know, I don't like that sweetness. I do like a good German like that.
Yeah,
that was a German one.
With the mustardy one.
No, I don't think it's with red potatoes. It's some white potato.
I'm talking about with the red potatoes. With the little
other flavors.
Yeah, and it's got the little was that the mustard in there? I was like, oh, this is not that bad.
That's what we do. We put mustard in it. We put
sugar. Oh no, they put a lot of mustard. There's a like there's
I just don't like the eggs in
it. Theirs is sans mayonnaise. So shout out to that German. Shout out to the
But no Miracle Whip.
No Miracle
potato
Whip
potato salad.
Don't you ever do that Miracle Whip stuff. That's Miracle Whip sandwiches, you know, like sad sandwiches that with white bread. Like, don't you dare go put no Miracle Whip in nobody's potato salad with no raisins in there and everything that. Don't you dare you start doing that, you know what I'm saying? Like
shout out to potato salad season.
Potato salad season. We are in May. I can't believe it. Oh, before the show even moves on. Happy birthday, William Benice. I love you. Mwah. Anyway. Yay. Moving forward.
Is that your sister?
That is my sister. Boom.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yay. So it is May is upon us. Let's see. This Saturday is the first Saturday in May, which is the greatest sports day of the year, apparently. Apparently, was it the first Monday in May, which is the Met Ball. Anybody watch that?
Oh, I did see the dresses.
You saw some of the dresses.
I love Rihanna's look, of course.
Can somebody explain what Pharrell's wife was wearing?
What was Pharrell's wife wearing? She looked like Big Super 8. What was that? Big Super 8?
She looked like, you know the...
That Disney cartoon.
Oh, my God. It looks...
Mary looked good and Lala looked good.
Lala looked great.
Lala looked good.
Lala looked 265 pounds freer now that Carmella's not around and everything.
Oh,
so. She looked great. She had like a trail of Cheerios behind her. It was amazing.
Single.
What? Yeah. All right.
I'm hating.
He's trying to get her back out here.
She's not like single. If she's not on like social media or she's not out in these streets, you know, she's not on Tinder. You can't like swipe and be like, Lala, what's going on? You know what I'm saying?
You can't be like Lala, what's going on.
First of all, I could. You don't know my game. I've got game. Oh my God. I'm out in these streets, ladies. I'm a Virgo. I'm left-handed. Like to fly kites. Holla at me. Anyway, but you don't know what Lala. But me and Lala, we probably get on like thick as thieves and everything like that. So what's up?
Okay.
Yeah, keep going.
That's it. I don't want to talk about the Met Ball anymore. That's rich people stuff.
All right. Yeah. So rest of the summer, what's going on?
We're gonna be out at Dance Africa.
Dance Africa, selling
our shirts.
Just one more time, this shirt, just a little quick.
Oh yes, yes.
We have our T-shirts. They're $25. Maybe if you catch us on the street, you get a two for something better than that.
Oh.
Follow us on Instagram at Don't Displace.
Don't Displace.
Our shirts are really good quality. I do need to say that because I've seen some of these other shirts that you see on Instagram. Whatever kind of T-shirt it is, I've purchased one. I've seen others.
Right.
They have great statements on them.
Right.
But the quality is so whack. Like, I'm not just saying that because ours are good.
Like, right. This is a year-old shirt, and it still fits like the first day.
There you go.
Yeah.
So these shirts
are just hard. They're not, like, good quality material. Ooh. So anyway, yeah, follow us on Instagram. We have an Etsy store. We have We Buy Black store. And we will be at the Dance Africa Festival the weekend of Memorial Day.
Okay,
so
cool.
Come check us out. We'll be walking around with our shirts.
And maybe a head wrap.
There will be a head wrap. There will be right next to the unk left and everything, as opposed to the alt right.
It will
right.
fit right in.
The unk left?
The
unk left.
At the Dance for Africa Festival.
I'm just saying. As long as the unk left is not next to the Hotep movement. The Hotepers, a shout out to all you Hotepers, but hey, get your facts straight, all right?
And can you please unify Hotepers, like... None of the Hoteppers on YouTube like speaking to each other, and they have all this petty Hotep beef. And I'm like, hey, this y'all the problem? Why we can't get it together?
Yeah,
partially.
We need to do for self is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Hoteppers,
so,
get it together.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm wrapping up the show, ladies. You've all been amazing and whimsical and wonderful.
Thank you, Remick. This was great. You're so professional in here.
You need to play a New Jack City song.
You got to play a New Jack City song out.
What New Jack City? Oh man,
no, I was too late.
I was gonna. No. Okay.
Shout out to Nino Brown.
No.
Anyway, Harlem's finest.
You're hilarious. I'm just saying. Anyway, but shout out to all of you. Thank you all for making this a wonderful show. Applaud yourselves. Yay. Thank you. Boom, shout out to me. I think I did an okay job. I'm going to have some fun tonight. Anyway, you've all been wonderful. If you're listening on Radio Free Brooklyn, stand by for Ear Hammer with Ramel. We're going to have a great night. All right. Thank you for watching the show. I leave you with G-Unit Stunting 101. Have a good night.
Queens
Remix? Yeah, take it for a test drive.
If you can meet the requirements, I can extend the courtesy.
Extend the courtesy?
I'm stunt, my wrist stay rocked till my TVs pop up in the Maybach Benz. I shoot you out of stunt, you can't see me. My Bentley GT got smoke rating. I shoot you out of stunt, my neck stay gleaming, my rims stay gleaming. I'm shining, man. I shoot you out of stunt, I see you scheming. Keep on dreaming, I hurt you, man. I shoot you out of stunt.
7 Series BM, 6 Series Benz, 24 inches, Giovanni rims. All one wheel when I'm on one of them. All that boy out there acting a fool, that's him. They say I change, man, I'm getting paper, I'm flashy. They like me better when I'm f***ed up and ashy. My royalty checks the rebirth for Liberace. Stunt so hard, everybody gotta watch me. And I don't really care if it's platinum or white gold. Long as it's BS bling, digga that light show. In the hood they say 50, man, you sneaker look right, yo. Just can't believe Reebok did a deal with a psycho. Banks is a show, dang, y'all might blow. Finna drop that, so I suggest you really low. But he from Cashville, getting... Stay tipping me.
I shoot you out of stunt. My wrist stay rocked till my teeth.